May 15th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in each present moment, it is important to realize, lies your destiny. You can use the present towards your salvation or towards eternal damnation. Most souls do not understand how each present moment affects their future. The soul must move towards a deeper relationship with me in thought, word, and deed in the present, or he moves farther away from me. I have the perfect plan for every soul, but he must cooperate with my grace. Most souls die unprepared for their moment of judgment. These are the ones who have not loved me enough and who have let their lives slip by without holy detachment from the world. In this way, their souls have been easily influenced by Satan. The present moment holds unique opportunities to come deeper into holy love. So many suffer the pains of purgatory in order to be cleansed for entrance into heaven. At this moment, I have an interior vision of bishops' mitres floating amidst smoke and sparks." He continues, "The more souls that are influenced by position and authority, the greater the responsibility towards living in holy love as an example. Many suffer greatly for their abuse of authority and their disregard for their influence on others. They waste every present moment. They disrespect my authority and my commandments. Pray for them." A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Another note is given to read Wisdom, chapter 6, 1 through 8. "Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God. He will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.